Welcome to Locker Room Access Podcast. This time you're having a different host. I'm Justin Anderson. Feels like I graduated or I left UVA now some time ago. I'm joined now by newly commit Leon Bond. Leon, what's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm maintaining, trying to stay safe during this time. How are you?
Good. I can't complain.
So you were able to do this interview after you got out of school. Talk to me a little bit about what is school like, high school, right now with COVID going on. You're at, Wauwatosa High School.
Wauwatosa East.
Yep. Talk to me a little bit about what the difference in schooling is right now, just due to the COVID and the circumstances going on around the country.
Really, in high school, like, it's not too different than how we were before math. There's a few things like maybe sitting like away from somebody at lunch. But other than that, we're full capacity. We're back. We just have to wear masks the whole time. And then a few things you can't do. You still can't drink off the water fountain, the bubbler. Like, you can't drink off of that. And then a few closed in spaces, like a few classrooms. You had to go down in a class size, but other than that, it's pretty much the same, just masks and a little bit of social distancing at lunch.
Something about the water fountains in high school, it's always that cold fountain that you got, the one that's just kind of mediocre. It doesn't have enough power and force. Are you missing the water fountains at all?
A little bit, just for like the feel of it. You know what I mean? Like, right. You never get enough water, but you know, the feel of it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we want to talk a little bit about the beginning of this thing. One thing that I love to see right now is while we're doing this interview, you have a rock in your hand. At what age did someone put the rock in your hand, and who was that?
I would say I was around 4 years old, and it was my dad. My dad played at UWM. He played, and I was always around a basketball whenever I could be. So it was basketball and football, and I chose the better sport.
Yeah, that's awesome. You're the third. A lot of people may not know that. You're Leon Bond the third. So what is that like, being the third and your pop being a junior? Did he hoop as well? Or
yeah, so it's definitely cool. He played basketball at UW Milwaukee, so it was cool. And you know, I get it a lot. People be like, oh, so you're Leon Jr. And then I'm like, nah, there's one more. You know, so it's a really cool feeling.
That's got to be awesome. What is that pressure like, being having to follow your dad's footsteps, playing in college, and you coming along the rankings now, and now you're committed to UVA? What is that pressure like, following your pop's footsteps, knowing that he put the ball in your hand?
You know, I just want to be better than him, really, and he pushes me every day to, so I can be better than him. You know what I mean?
Yep. Did he stop playing you once he realized he couldn't beat you anymore?
You know what? No, he still goes at me. Every time he gets a chance, he'll still go at me. He's a little bigger than me right now, so he's steady trying to body me. But, you know, I still give it to him.
After one season of Mike Curtis, he won't be able to bully body you anymore.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Your pop, let's talk a little bit more about him and your upbringing. He's a sheriff now, if I'm correct. Talk about a little bit with his discipline and how he's helped kind of groom you into the high charismatic, great energy, high character person that you are today.
Well, I mean, the patience and the focus part, really, like, being a sheriff, he was really like on top of it. He forced me to be in situations where I had to learn more about like being patient and like focusing on your ultimate goal. And if you lock in on that ultimate goal, then the work and the process to it shouldn't be like a burden. It should be more or less like steps to that ultimate goal, like, if you understand what I'm saying. But the high character part, I would really have to say, like, I do get it from my dad, but I say one of the biggest parts is probably my mom with the high character stuff and being always like aware of other people and their feelings.
That's awesome. Talk a little bit about Mrs. Bond. We haven't hit on her, your brother, your sister. Your sister's actually going to Belmont. Your brother is Theo, I believe his name is.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about that family dynamic, as well as your mom.
You know, I think we have an amazing family dynamic. I feel like we're really close. I'm really close with Theo, and I'm close with my sister, even though she left. But really, my mom, my mom, you know, she's really the head of the house, if I really had to say. She holds it all down. She makes sure everybody's on their schedule. And her being a social worker, it's allowed us to see a lot of situations of maybe some kids some people who just might not be as fortunate like situation as we are. And it allowed me to have some new experiences and like help some people out and really get to see like the world from like everybody's really perspective, not everybody's, but like some other people's perspectives.
What are some of those things that you are able to get out into the community and help other people out with?
Feeding the homeless, even clothing. I know if I grow out of something, see if somebody would like it, and you know, see if I can actually hook somebody up with some shoes I grow out of or something like that. Yeah. Or just even like hanging with somebody for a day just so they don't have to be around a situation that they don't want to be around. You know what I mean?
That's awesome. Dive a little bit deeper into that, because I think that's really cool to be able to give of yourself. Coach Bennett talks a lot about humility and knowing who we are. And, you know, the pillars are something that we'll dive into and you'll hear enough about when you get on campus or ground, if you will, some new vocabulary that you need to implement. But talk about that experience. How does that make you feel? How did you feel like that helped you grow and mature as a young man?
I think a lot of times just as people, you can tend to focus on yourself a lot and you can tend to just like find like, I saw that a lot of my problems, like some of the problems I had, weren't really like problems. They were more just me. I needed to find a new way to think about it. But then you find some people who truly do have some challenging like situations and you realize like you have it really good. And if there's any way that you can make somebody else's day better, like, you might as well do that. You know what I mean?
Like, absolutely.
You can always give it to somebody else. If there's one thing you can give, if you don't have anything, you can make somebody's day better. So that's just how I look at it.
That's incredible. I mean, for you to be young and doing that at such an early age, it speaks volumes, not only about yourself and your character, but you come from a tremendous family. And we love that. I mean, in our program, we speak some of the same life amongst each other as players, but then also it's passed down from Coach Bennett and his staff. Speaking of Coach Bennett, the great state of Wisconsin holds a lot of in Charlottesville. What is that like growing up in Wisconsin? I mean, if I had to envision it, I envision it really cold. I envision cheese whiz or cheese. Or talk to me about what Wisconsin is like growing up in Wisconsin.
Man, Wisconsin is cool. It's not, it does get cold, but it's not as bad as people think it is. Our winters are cool. You got your ice fishing, you got your sledding. Sledding is so underrated. But the summers, I think the summers are really what gets you. Amazing state parks and just things to do. We got Summerfest. We got state fair. It's really just like, I'm not going to lie, I think it's sort of like the perfect place to be at growing up. You know, it gives you a lot of different experiences. You got Milwaukee, if you want to go see like the city or something, get that experience in. But then you can go all the way up to Devil's Lake, get some kayaking in, hike some trails. Like, you can really do it all.
That's incredible. So you're able to kind of be adventurous, but you can also stay inside and do some pretty unique things. Ice fishing. Yeah. What is ice fishing? I hear you said ice fishing.
Ice fishing. I go ice fishing a little bit. You get out, you get a shanty. It's like you can get a shanty. You don't have to. It's like a little like tent for the ice. You put a heater in there, you drill a hole, and then you take your rod and you just dip it down and you catch fish. It's smooth. It's smooth.
Oh, man. I got to come try that with you sometime out there.
Yes, sir.
I was telling Sam I got to get out there at some point. So maybe I'll get out there and me, you, and Sam will take some time to go ice fishing.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up, man. Well, a little bit more about, you know, being from Wisconsin. You actually went to the same school as Devin Harris, correct?
Yep.
And do you have a relationship with Devin?
No, I don't. But all I hear is the stories about him around the school.
Okay, yeah. For our listeners, Devin Harris was actually one of my veterans for my first two seasons in the NBA. I got drafted to the Mavericks in 2015, and he was my teammate on that team. And Devin was a great dude. We talked about TB a lot. We talked about his, you know, the same stuff that coach is preaching now, you know, the same stuff that he was preaching back then to those guys at Wisconsin, but also kind of in the mix a little bit because he was helping out those guys from a different perspective. And now that he's the head honcho here at Virginia, it's pretty cool to be able to see that parallel in recruiting with Devin and Coach Bennett. And then also him being able to, well, Devin, excuse me, was recruited from Coach Bennett to go to Wisconsin. And now for you to come out of that same high school and him to recruit you to come to Virginia is actually a pretty cool story. Did you hear about any Devin Harris stories growing up, or did you hear about, you know, from his former teachers and how good of an athlete he was?
When I heard, a little backstory, I had told my coach, my head coach at my high school, I told him that when it's all said and done, I will be the bounciest player in Tulsa's history. I was like, I just get up. And then he told me I have second. And I said, to who? You know what I mean? I'm freaking out. He said the way Devin could get off the floor, head parallel, like straight with the rim, looking straight down at it, he said Devin could get up. He said if there's one athlete that just can't be touched, it's Devin.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Well, you got a season to prove that you're the bounciest to come out. I'm rooting for you because yeah. Devin's a guy. I give him a lot of – I talk a lot of shit to him, but I think you got a season to prove that you might have that throne.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got to.
That's awesome. Well, talk a little bit about your high school, your team, and what are you guys looking to do this year as you're going into your final season at Wauwatosa East, and what are some of your goals that you set for yourself going into the season?
Well, Wauwatosa East, I think it has a lot of history as a school. You know, it's a smaller school, but the people there, I think the character is just through the roof. You find some really good character, and you find just amazing people that you end up probably being lifelong friends with. The team this year, we're coming off a really good year. We won state, so this year we're going to try to repeat it. I know I'm going to go for it as hard as I can, you know. And then 1K points is on the list, the goals to knock down. But really, we're just trying to match the same level of play that we played last year. We lost a few people, but I think we got some guys who will step up this year and we'll get it done.
As of today, September 1st, there was an updated ranking that came out that said that you were the 74th best player in the country. Another top 100 recruit that Coach Bennett has the opportunity to coach and be able to gain as a player here shortly. Talk a little bit about how that made you feel when you first saw the ranking. And then, as we know that, you know, there's the top 100, as it's a blessing to be in that top 100, we also know that there's a chip on your shoulder because you probably don't believe there's 73 players in the country that's better than you.
Yeah. Seeing it, you know, I'm definitely like, I appreciate like being acknowledged, and I appreciate people thinking that I'm up there, definitely, and I'm blessed. But like you said, I got a chip on my shoulder. I truly think I'm up there with some of the best players in the country. So this season, I'm gonna have to show everybody what I really got, and I want to show everybody how my game truly is. I think I've only shown a little bits and pieces of it, but I think there's more to it.
What are you, for the Wahoo fans listening, talk a little bit about your game. I know from watching some highlights and being able to kind of do my own research, I like to watch hoop. I know you're athletic. I know you like to slash. Yeah. I know you're just a competitor. So if you have to guard the best player or if you're guarding the weakest player on the court, it doesn't matter. You're going to try to find every edge to highlight yourself, but also help your team win. Talk a little bit about your game.
I would say really, I think like the biggest thing, I know it's like a word to describe, but I would say like a winner. I want to win at all costs. I'll slash. I'll really do it all if I have to. I'll slash. I'll play defense. Like you said, best player. I want to win at all costs. So I think the biggest things that like I do, I think I have really good mid-post game. I think I get to the basket at will. I think I have a pretty good mid-range shot. And I think like defensively, I think when I'm out there, you really don't want to be out there on the opposing team because I'm going to be blocking shots. I'm going to be hustling for steals. I'm going to make it hard for you to score. If you're going to score, I'm going to have to give you props because it was going to be a tough bucket, you know? So I think those are the biggest things a part of my game.
As a Cavalier fan, you got to love to hear somebody talk about how they're, you don't want to be out there if they're playing defense. When you talk about the commitment, right? And we said before we got a chance to do this interview, you know, how happy you were to be able to come to this university and be a part of this program. Talk to me a little bit about your recruiting process. If you want to add Virginia in, for sure, by all means, but just talk about your process, because the process now is a lot different than what it was like for me coming out of school. Now I realize that a lot of guys are doing things like posting their top five, and then they have this announcement date. Whereas when I was in school, a lot of those things were already on rivals.com, and you might not even know what Rivals is, but, or maybe it's still around. But the recruiting process looks a lot different. Talk about your recruiting process and some of your experiences that you had, whether it was official, unofficial, and just phone calls from coaches and things that you got the chance to experience, because we all only get to go through that one time in our lives.
Yeah. So I would say my recruiting process, I actually liked my recruiting process. Sometimes I was blessed with everything. I was truly blessed. But sometimes I think recruiting can get a little overwhelming. Sometimes I think sometimes you're more or less, you actually want to like spend time with like people and not have to worry about anything and maybe like just separate yourself from it. But I was blessed to be getting on the calls and the text and all that, the mail. I think a lot of people like, only go through the recruiting process once. I think you try to make it like the biggest and the most special that it can be. And like, don't get me wrong, I think I made mine special, but I think a commitment is just like one step in your journey. You know what I mean? Like, you're just saying that you're going to that school, but then the work you have to put in at that school, like, it's not over just because you commit. And I think that's why I was like, I was more like, I would say like low key with my decision. I didn't do like a top five, a top 10, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think it's just like one step in your process.
That's an awesome perspective. I mean, you got to always make the most of these opportunities because when you're being recruited, like you said, it's a blessing in general. There's a lot of people who their parents are saving for a college fund and parents have to work really hard. And whenever you get an opportunity to be blessed with a scholarship, that's something that you can never take for granted. So I'm glad you got a chance to enjoy it for whatever it's worth, rather than it stressing you out more than it probably could have. So you got a chance to commit to us on your official visit. I heard the Godfather, Dick Bennett, was there. And you were able to chop it up a little bit with him and that Wisconsin tie. And talking a little bit about how you could fit and things like that. What was your experience like with UVA in particular?
You know, I process really, I started off sophomore year, I got a letter from Virginia, and from there I was like, if this school's recruiting me, it wasn't too heavy at first, but I was like, if they're recruiting me, then I'm gonna look more into it. And they're one of the first schools to reach out, like probably the first. I saw more of Virginia basketball and the players they were making, and then it helps watching them win a national championship, you know, so that helps just watching it. And then really just like taking it all in and all the people that they make and like everything like that, I just kept an eye on it. So then as the recruiting started picking up a little more and it was more serious, I think I had a good background on the type of school Virginia was, you know. And then the visit was amazing. Sardsville, you know, that's the spot right there, you know.
Oh, you know, people, I know. You know, yes, I sir. Know.
Yes, sir. And the people, I think the people are really what makes Virginia, Virginia. It's the people and the high character people and the, just, it's amazing people, you know. And that's not knocking anybody, any other schools, but it really, the people really set it apart, I think.
I didn't really understand what this meant going into college, but people always talked about the one of the most prestigious colleges, one of the most beautiful campuses in the country. And as I've gotten older and I've gotten a chance to go visit friends or I've gotten a chance to go to different sporting events at different colleges, I don't know what it is, man, but I've always come out of those universities or different grounds or campus, whatever you want to call it. And I've recognized that Virginia is just the most beautiful place to go to school that I've had the opportunity to see or witness live with my own two eyes. Did you feel that energy when you came on grounds and you got to see the lawn and you got to see all of the history kind of attached? Yep.
I did. You can get like you said, you can just feel the energy. Like it overwhelms you almost. Like, you can feel the energy and you can feel like just the vibe there, you know, and it really makes you want to be Oahu, you know? So
absolutely.
That's what got me.
That's awesome. You seem pretty stoked to be a part of it. That's awesome. You talked about the national championship team. Did you get a chance to watch that game?
Yes, I did.
Talk a little bit about your thoughts on UVA as a team once you kind of watch those guys kind of buckle in and you know, bond together, no pun intended, to win a championship after all of the adversity that they saw down the stretch.
Yeah. You know, I think Virginia has that like that reputation of like a, you know, pack line defense, you know, all defense, and you know, you're going to run your sets on offense and you're going to go through like a bunch of plays. But really watching that national championship team, like, I think that is like a big part of Virginia basketball. But I think that national championship team brought sort of a little bit of like that swag to it. Like the way they did it, like the way they moved, it was just like in their game and all the adversity they faced, you could see like they still had a little bit of swag to it. Like they still did the usual Virginia way, but they brought their little bit of their own little spice to it. And I think that was the coolest part.
They sure did. That's facts. Well, yeah. You got an opportunity coming in. You guys got ranked the top four recruiting class with you and the two Isaacs. And one of the things that I've heard is actually you're one of the people who've helped bond once again. I love your name, man. Like, it's so many things. Like, I was thinking before this interview, like, you're going to have to be like the bail bond center because you're going to have to put people in jail and then somebody's going to ask you to let them out. I mean, there's so many things to do with your name. But you were the one that helped build that bond amongst you three, reaching out, talking to the guys about, you know, you being excited to play with them. Are you that excited to play with these two guys and you guys come in as freshmen together?
Man, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to get to work with these guys. Like, I know Coach Bennett's recruiting them. I know if they're coming, I know they're great people. And I know that they're going to want to get after it and work. So I'm just looking forward to that.
That's awesome. Taylor Jansen.
Yep.
What does that name mean to you?
Everything, really. I wouldn't be where I am if I didn't have Taylor Jansen. I wouldn't be where I am.
Talk a little bit about that relationship. I know what it's like to have a relationship with the trainer. He's Leon's trainer, for those who did not know. And he helps Leon with not only on court, but being able to be someone he can lean on off the court. From doing my research before I got the chance to sit down with you. What has Taylor done for you in your career so far to allow you to trust him this long and also allow him to continue to be a part of your journey going forward?
Well, he actually took the shot on me in the beginning. Like, when nobody else wanted me, when I wasn't that good, when I was on nobody's radar, he took a shot on me, and I was the last one to make the team, but he was willing to work with me. And we've butted heads, and, you know, we've been together 4 years. We've butted heads. We've had disagreements. But at the end of the day, he's one of those people who truly cares about you and truly wants to see you as just a better person. Like, not just some people can just care about just the basketball part of it, just like getting better, getting the hype. But he's one of those people, like, anything you need on or off the floor, he's there. He's really like that big brother. Like, the advice he gives you and just the way he tells you, like, to look at the world, it really changes your perspective on a lot of things.
Is there anything that comes to mind that you can kind of give an example of something that he's done to kind of help mold you or give you perspective on something that's, you know, that you may have been going through or something that you didn't really see it the same way until you guys had a conversation?
Well, he asked me every time I see him here, like, how are you doing? Like, how's your day? Or he'll ask me that. I'll be like, you know, at first when I was younger and I was a little, like, 3 years ago, I would have said, like, I'd be like, bad, you know, coming in, I'm having a bad day. And then he told me his saying, like, he has no bad days. You know, he truly doesn't have any bad days. And I asked him, how do you not have bad days? And from a guy who had cancer three times, and he's been through it all. He told me he never had bad days. And I'm just like, you had cancer. Like, none of those days were bad. Those treatments, any of that. And he was like, there's somebody out there who who has it worse, who isn't having a good day and truly has it worse. And any day that you can wake up, you can see the people you love and just like be surrounded by the people you love, that's a good day, you know? And you just got to really look at it like that. No bad days. So now I try to live by that. No bad days. I can find a positive in anything that I do any day.
And I saw that and heard that in your voice from the moment that we first talked. So big shout out to Taylor, man. And
yep.
We appreciate your strength and your willingness to kind of push through everything. And it's dope that he's got a chance to, you know, leave that imprint with you wherever you go. And even if he's not right there by your side, that's something that'll stick with you for the rest of your life. And one thing that I've recognized about this, Leon, is it's a testament of your loyalty. You play with JH1 Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And you guys weren't on the Nike circuit with EYBL going to PSHAM and everything, but you had every opportunity to go and do those teams, but you chose to stay with JH1. So now a lot of that stuff makes a lot of sense, especially given the time that we're in right now with a lot of people wanting to transfer and this whole transfer portal thing that we have in school and people wanting to up and just leave whenever things don't go their way. That loyalty aspect is something that's greatly appreciated, especially in our program, just because we value people who want to fight through tough times and tough adversity. I mean, we've had guys like DeAndre Hunter, who's a lottery pick and is a baller, be able to sacrifice himself and say, okay, you know what? I'm going to redshirt and I'm going to bust my ass to get better every single day. And he did that. And he showed, the following season what that meant. Malcolm Brogdon going through the same thing. Anthony Gill. I mean, there's so many guys in our program that's had to fight through so much things that they had to be resilient through, and then that loyalty plays a huge factor. So that's awesome that you already had that a part of your pedigree, if you will.
Yeah, for sure.
Getting to Charlottesville, man, what are you most excited about? Is there anything from your official visit that you're like, I gotta get back? Bodos or you know, the corner? Is there what is it that you're most excited about getting back to Charlottesville for?
You know, I don't know if it'll happen this time, but the last time I was on my visit, right? You know, Coach Bennett's parents were in town.
Uh-huh.
Coach Bennett's mom makes the best homemade hot fudge brownie sundaes right there. That I had it. It was over. It was over right there.
We got to make sure you get that again, but you got to do something to get that now, because if it's that good, we got to make sure that's a great reward.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. Last few things that I wanted to talk to you about, excuse me, or what are some of your dreams and ambitions? This is a huge opportunity for you coming in with, like I said, a great recruiting class. What are some of your ambitions? What are some things that you want to make sure that you try to get accomplished during your time at UVA? Just kind of, I know it's early. I know it's something that, you know, it's just goals that we all, you know, try to set for ourselves. And sometimes they say, keep your goals to yourself because nobody knows what you're up to. So I can definitely understand that. But just kind of getting closer and inching closer, I know you have a season ahead of you. What are some of the goals that you set out for yourself to make sure that you accomplish while you have your time in college?
You know, I know it's been a little bit of the talk around the town. You know, I've seen it all on Twitter. I've gotten some DMs about it. I mean, I'm trying to win a national championship. And, you know, it's going to take a lot of work. And I know that we're going to have to work and it's going to have to be locked in and some things are going to have to go the right way. But really, I think that's the ultimate goal, like be the best players we can be and be the best player I can be. But that national championship, that's something special. And it really not a lot of people get to do it, truly. So just having the opportunity with the special class we have coming in and just with those guys and the guys that are already there that we'll get to play with, I think that national championship like goal, I think that's the biggest thing I want to get accomplished in college.
Well, that's awesome. Go get your state championship first, and then that national championship will be waiting for you, man.
Yes, sir.
We got Leon Bond here. Thanks, Leon, for joining us, man. We had an unbelievable time, and we can't wait for you to step foot on grounds and allow us all to see what your game is all about. And I love your energy. I love your character. I love your charisma. Keep being a light, man, and keep working your butt off to get everything that you want to obtain.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Locker Room Access, Justin Anderson.